Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating endoscopy report on patient Duncan Randolph. Date of birth is 4/18/1963. Date of procedure November 10, 2023. Physician is Evgenia Goldsberg Dio. Referring physician is Dr. K-N-O-L-L. Procedure performed is EGD with cold snare, polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Next line, colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, and cold biopsy. Polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication, melena, abdominal pain, diarrhea, screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, were explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated by anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated limpus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and man's into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflex view of the was obtained of the cardio. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. As usual, rectal exam is normal. Period. Over lubricated limpus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advance in the direct vision to the cecum, which is independent of the presence of appendiceal or epithelial cecal valve and confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination is made of cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex view was obtained in the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Boston bowel prep score was 2-3-2. Period. Findings at upper endoscopy number 1, Z line was regular at 42 centimeters from the pipe block. There was evidence of a widely patent Schatzky's ring. There was evidence of either esophagitis desiccans versus reflux esophagitis noted at the distal esophagus. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, gastric erythema and severe gastric erythema was noted throughout the whole stomach. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately for histology. Next line, there was a approximately 6-millimeter gastric sessile polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was mild erythema of the duodenal bulb, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D3, status post cold biopsies to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, number 1, approximately 5-millimeter sessile polyp in the ascending colon was removed with a combination of cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 6-millimeter hepatic flexure polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. There was an approximately 6-millimeter descending colon sessile polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. There was an approximately 4-millimeter rectal polyp that was removed with a combination of cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy. Biopsies were obtained in the right, transverse, and left to rule out microscopic colitis given diarrhea. Next line, there's grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding. Next line, plan number 1, would recommend omeprazole 20 milligrams BID. Next line, we'll follow up pathology from the distal esophagus. If this shows reflux esophagitis, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology from colonoscopy. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the findings where we talk about the severe gastric erythema in the stomach. Also, please note that there was a retained pill and significant white debris that had to be lavaged and suctioned aggressively in order to reveal the underlying mucosa. Thank you.